Rise Guys Morning Show
with Matt Mann.
My mom would say, "Oh, Matthew, why'd you do that? Feel, say something to him." He'd just look at me and roll his eyes like the Undertaker and go, "Oh, Matthew."
Paige.
Just like the good book says, better late than pregnant. Oh, wait, that's from the Golden Girls.
And Fat Boy.
When a guy says a girl's going to be a heartbreaker, we know what that means. He can't wait till she's 22 and gets an OnlyFans because she needs money.
The Rise Guys every morning. 93-minute rut blocks all day.
93.3.
The Planet.
Rocks! There's no anonymouses yet, so I don't know who to start with. Who do you, where should we go?
No anonymous. Let's talk to Ryan.
Ryan, good morning.
Or Ryan.
Ryan?
Hey, morning, Rise Guys.
What's up?
How you doing?
What's up, bud?
Well, not much. I'm calling because, okay, here's the deal. Everybody in my life thinks I'm overreacting, and I need to know if I'm actually crazy.
Okay. The answer is yes, you are. We all are.
A little bit.
Seriously, though, if you live in 2020, what year is it, 2026?
Yeah.
And you're over the age of, I'd say, 25? Yeah. Crazy.
Well, that's the quickest all advice ever.
Yeah.
You just said
have a great day. No, seriously, what's going on? Tell us. We need to know.
So I've been dating this girl for about 4 months. Things are great. Really like her. She's a licensed massage therapist, okay?
Sweet.
Oh, okay. You're the one that emailed. Okay.
Miss, she's hot too.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So a couple months ago, my family met her for the first time. My brother Derek was there.
Okay. I would. Okay. Say whatever you want.
Well, as soon as he found out that she was a massage therapist, he starts joking around.
We mean like typical brother stuff, like, you know.
You got it.
I mean,
yeah. 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 He's like, "Oh, well, I know who I'm calling when my back starts hurting." And, you know, everybody laughed and I laughed and, you know, she laughed. We all moved on.
Right. Okay. Right. And everybody's just joking. And when she looks away, he's probably doing his
couple of elbows
with the tongue coming out of the cheek. That kind of thing. Just joking around, though, right? He was just joking.
Well, that's what I thought. Apparently not, though. Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Okay. So we jump ahead a couple months. We're having dinner one night, and my girlfriend casually says, "Oh, I worked on your brother last week."
Last week?
Yeah.
She didn't tell you ahead of time, like, "Oh, look, your brother's coming in tomorrow." Wow.
No.
Yeah.
No, last week. Not yesterday. Not that day.
And you that's how you found out.
A week earlier.
Right.
Yes. That is how I found out. Wow. Yeah.
Wait a second. Your brother got a massage from your girlfriend, and nobody mentioned it.
Nobody. Not my brother.
Nobody.
Not my girlfriend.
What?
Nobody.
Okay. Oh, I'm everyone's wondering. I'm going to ask it or whatever. Is she bonded? You said she was licensed. No, I'm kidding. What kind of massage are we talking about here?
This was a 90-minute, hour and a half deep tissue massage.
90 minutes is way too long.
Well,
before everybody starts yelling at me, okay, I understand that is her job. She is a professional. I am not accusing either of them of doing anything inappropriate.
Right.
That's not what this is about. Okay.
Right. It doesn't matter what it means to me. What is it about then?
Well, why wouldn't somebody tell me?
Exactly.
Like, even ahead of time, like, that's all.
Exactly.
Like, hey, just a heads up. Hey, your brother booked an appointment. Or, like, hey, I'm going to call. Like, it doesn't.
Yeah.
Like, that's it.
I don't
just
think you. Correct me if I'm wrong, Fat Boy, you go to VIP spas all the time. Do you just. No, but.
Shout out, Easy.
Any kind of, like. Again, correct me if I'm wrong. Any kind of, like, massage therapy, you're not just going to walk in and say, "Hi, I'd like a massage." Like, you have to book those generally, right?
Yeah, some places to take a walk in, but, like, not always.
So did she know that it was your brother when he booked?
Yeah.
And she didn't say that? Like, oh, my God. Like, that, even if it's not, like, I don't know, to me, let's say Paige and I were married, and Paige... is a massage and Fat Boy books, and and then that night at dinner she's like, "Oh, guess who came in today?" I was like,
"When did he book?"
A week ago. Well, God, why wouldn't you tell me? Why it seems suspicious or whatever?
Why?
She didn't think it was because.
She's a professional. She's a therapist.
Oh, yeah, but it's like conversation, like, oh, my God.
She violated my HIPAA, so I'm
it's
not going
not
back
the
to
same
her
thing. So she didn't think that was worth mentioning that your brother got was coming in.
No. No, she said she was at work and she didn't think it mattered. But
so what did your brother say?
Yeah, did you call him?
Oh, I called him immediately.
Yeah? What did he say?
Well, what do you think? He starts laughing, and that's how the conversation started. He's laughing.
Which is never a good sign.
Nope.
No, and then he says, dude, it's just a massage.
I mean, that's kind of where I agree with that. I really do. But it seems
but
like...
But then I asked...
Yeah.
Yeah, sure, but then I asked, okay, well, why did you pick her?
Yeah.
You know what he said?
What'd he say?
He goes, well, because I trusted her.
Okay, well, I mean...
Well, if you're
a dude going to get the massage, like, do you want to go in and, like... I mean, it kind of sounds reasonable.
No. That made it worse.
Yeah.
The way it's phrased, I can understand why that would bother you.
Because out of all possible words that he can choose, like, that's the one. Not convenient, not nearby, not available. Right. He's, like, trusted.
But... Maybe it's because like he met her, he knows her. Maybe when they've met, like maybe he's like, oh, my back's been bothering me. And well, I mean, he knows her.
But then I found out something else.
What?
And then that he specifically requested her.
Oh,
okay. He requested her, or he booked with her because he knew her. Because that's a difference.
I don't know that, but all I know is he specifically asked for my girlfriend. He didn't take whoever was available. He wanted her for the massage.
It does look a little suspicious. I can see how, you know, you could raise an eyebrow or two at that.
I see why you would feel kind of jealous, but at the same time, I'm thinking she's a professional and it's in a professional environment, so it wouldn't...
Okay, but here's the deal, though. He has never in his life gotten a massage before. Ever.
You know that for sure?
Absolutely.
Okay.
My brother has never been a massage guy.
Yeah.
And if he suddenly became a massage guy, I would know.
I mean, that's fair. Makes sense.
But now his first massage ever is with my girlfriend.
I you're calling in for advice, so it's just one POV here. But to me, the weird part is not... That the weird part is neither one of them said anything to you. Like he didn't say, "Hey, guess what, Ryan? I'm going to see your girlfriend." Or she didn't say, "Oh my God," when you're sitting there having your dinner the night of. Or again, back to the thing, Paige, would you not text me and say, "Oh my God, guess who just booked?" Or at least later in the night when you saw him, you wouldn't just
don't you
do
tell
it.
Him.
He just handed her $20, not to tell me.
You're still happy ending with me ever. Like, you know that.
I still don't know if that's weird, Ryan. If I may call you Ryan.
You may. You may. Yeah. Okay, well, then I made a mistake.
Oh. Because what'd you do?
I started asking more questions.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, I asked, like, okay, well what is a deep tissue massage? Really, like, big mistake there, because then she's explaining, okay, lower back, hips, glutes, hamstrings, right. calves, and I was like, can we stop naming all my body, all my brother's body parts, you know?
Well, like, it's everybody's, I think, everyone has those, I think.
Yeah,
but then she's like, Ryan, those are just muscles, they're muscles, and I was like, yeah, I know they're muscles, but I'd rather not hear about my brother.
But in that context, so you have to think, like, you're asking her about it because of that. Again, playing the devil's advocate here. This is your girlfriend's job or whatever. You've never asked her about it. You never asked her about a deep tissue massage. So she's literally just describing her job to you, though.
Sure, I understand that. But now every time my brother complains...
Yeah.
Here's the deal. So now my brother, like, every time he complains about being sore, I'm just getting, like, flashbacks to that conversation and her rubbing his body.
I feel like you learned a little too much about your brother.
Yeah, yeah. Yes, way too much.
Did she give him a friends and family rate? And if so, may I get that promo code? I'm kidding. That's what I do when things are serious. I say stupid stuff, Ryan. I'm sorry. But did she?
No.
Did she give him a discount?
Well, that's funny you ask, because apparently he did get a discount.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, that's I mean, that was
nice of her, I guess.
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
what is more to what? Like, what's more to this? Like, go ahead.
You got a discount through my girlfriend, okay? And then he never mentioned it either.
It is a little more personal. The discount, like, that should have came up.
Thank you.
Ah, I mean, I don't know. I did post a thing the other day,
and
it was kind of dickish. I didn't mean for it to be, but I could see where, because a friend of mine texted me and said, "Oh, you're talking about me?" And it said, "Quit for your friends that own businesses, quit trying to get free stuff from them. Buy stuff from them and try to get free stuff from strangers." Yeah, I was like, I love that.
That's better.
But what does your girl say about all this, though, Ryan?
Ryan.
Well, she thinks I'm ridiculous. She keeps saying, Ryan, I am a professional.
Yeah.
This is my job, and she is right.
You never distrusted her before.
I just think somebody should have mentioned this.
I agree.
Did she not understand in any of this why you felt so weird about it? Like, she not
really. No, and she was like, "Well, if your dentist cleaned your brother's teeth, would you be upset?"
Well, yeah, but you're not in a relationship with your dentist. But that it is a good point, I suppose.
No, it's not. No.
Well, okay.
Why not, though?
Okay, because a dentist isn't spending 90 minutes like working on every sore muscle in somebody's body.
See, you got that 90 minute thing. Like, that's, do you that's not get 90 said. Minutes with her a day? Like, it seems. I mean, really.
I know. I can't let the 90 minutes go.
You need to book an appointment. See what it's like.
Yeah, like, she don't give you. Anyway, go ahead. I have so many thoughts and questions about this.
Okay. Well, then. But then she asked me a question.
Is he into her now, though, or what was the question?
She goes, "Okay, Ryan. Well, where's the line?" And I was like, "What do you mean?" And she was like, "Well, do you not want me massaging your brother?" Okay, fine. What about your cousin? And I didn't know. And then she was like, "Well, what about your best friend?"
Yeah.
I don't know. And she said, "Well, what about your mom?" Okay.
What'd you say to all that?
Well, I said, that's different.
Yeah.
Why is that different, though?
You know.
Yeah, I know, mom. Yeah, that's why this.
I don't know. I mean, that's the problem. Like, I don't know exactly where the line is. Okay, I just know this.
Is your brother
here,
in a relationship?
All this feels weird.
And does his girlfriend or wife, she care?
No, she didn't care. That's the other thing. Like, apparently she knew.
Okay.
She knew, and she didn't care.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Let's go to the phone. This caller on line 7, Paige. It doesn't have a name on the screen. I don't know if Fat Boy forgot or not. And it's a private number, so.
Wow.
Good morning. Who's this?
Good morning, Matt. You can call me Incognito.
I love that. It's like famous. That's like
that's a good one.
That's like fancy anonymous. I like that.
Yeah, exactly. Everybody calls in as anonymous, and you know, I thought I'd change it up a little bit.
Yeah, I like that. So what's going on? What you need? What you got? Advice wise, you need.
Man, I need some advice about a friendship that might be over, actually. And honestly, I don't know if I'm the bad guy in this situation or not.
Oh, wow. Wow. How long have you been friends with this person?
Well, since high school. So it's been, you know, over 20 years.
20 years. 20. You know what's crazy, Incognito, if I may? Fatboy was in college for 20 years.
Yeah, almost.
How about that?
It was 19, damn it.
19.
And you dropped out.
Well, you're a GED receiver. How about that? Anyway, sorry about
Cute.
That. Sorry about that, Annie. I work with a bully. Actually, two of them.
He's calling me Annie.
Well, Annie is short for Incognito. Wow. Annie, back to your story, though. Seriously, let's don't let these bullies bother you.
Oh, please.
So about 16 years ago, one of his family members passed away. His dad.
Yeah.
Oh, man, he was a great man. I knew him since high school too. He's a fighter.
Yeah.
Oh, like he was a boxer?
No. He fought it hard against the disease.
See, I told you. Bully. You ain't got no alibi. You a bully. You a bully.
He said he was a fighter. Now.
God bless. Seriously, though. Sorry to hear that.
Whoops.
Annie, I apologize.
No worries.
For him.
Yeah, it's why I listen, but so yeah.
It's why I listen.
Sorry.
Yeah. Well, thanks.
Well, his dad left him a vintage guitar in the will.
Oh, what kind of guitar was it?
A 1972 Gibson Les Paul Deluxe.
Oh. I don't know if it's that good.
Now we're talking.
Like, this is that hundreds or thousands of dollars?
I mean, at the time, it was worth about $5,000.
I mean, look, it's way different than getting a beginner guitar from a pawn shop. Guitar.
Exactly. Yeah. And it's not like my friend played it all. You know, he didn't. He never picked it up. And I was playing all the time. I was playing every other weekend and, you know, in all these different bands. And he just knew how much I loved guitars and music.
Yeah. Okay. So, so what happened?
Well, so for 1 year from my birthday, he gave it to me.
Damn. He just gave you a $5,000. Nice. Like, was he aware that it was worth them? I mean, he just gave it to you.
Yeah.
We're talking about no strings attached. Just gave it
to you. No, those are sold separately, you goober.
I had to throw it in.
The guitar had strings, but yeah, no.
Fatboy bought a car that didn't have tires on it one time, so that's why he asked.
It was my retarded era.
It was. He can say that.
I can. It was about me.
Yeah, so the guitar, it did have strings, you said?
Yeah, it had strings, but no conditions. Right. No, you know, hold on to it for me, or if you get rid of it, let me know. Just nothing. It was a birthday gift.
Yeah, that's a nice one. That is a very, very nice gift. You know, just, I mean, you got to be thankful for what you... I've had two friends in probably the last 7 or 8 years give me a birthday gift. So, and I'm looking at one of them that did. Thank you, Paige. Screw my friends. Anyway, the guitar incognito. Coggy?
Y'all, I love that guitar. I played it. I, you know, took care of it, had it maintained. It kept a really, really good condition.
So did your buddy ever ask about it over the years, or did he just not really care?
Yeah, I mean, from time to time.
Really?
Yeah. He'd really? He'd see me at parties and ask if I still had it, and we'd talk guitars. You know, I still owned it.
Yeah.
Oh, that's interesting.
That's a weird noise you make.
Well, I'm wondering if he ever really stopped caring about it. Like, it don't sound like
maybe, but he never said anything about it.
Yeah. Okay. So I can figure this out already. You're saying past tense a lot. Let's fast forward so we get all this in. Where are we at? What happened?
Well, so last year my daughter got married.
Sweet.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you. Well, weddings are expensive.
Thank you.
You are not kidding, sir. You
yes,
are not.
They are.
You're not.
Yeah. Yeah, we had some, you know, some unexpected costs come up. So I wasn't broke, but I needed money, so I sold the guitar.
Okay. This was what I was assuming here. Mm-hmm. Now, did you think about calling him first and say, hey?
I mean, honestly, no.
Okay. I understand, but like, if he asked you about it like over the years, here's why I say this, and I'll go into the full story after we get, you know, all your stuff out of the way. But like, when my dad, you know, his health was declining, he sold his 58 Chevy Impala. Like, I didn't have the money at the time. I would have loved to have bought that car and kept it because it was pretty. His pride and joy. Other than his family, always said it was his pride and joy. But he sold it because he's like, you know, Mary didn't want it and all this stuff. I told the person who bought it, I said, if you ever sell this thing, anyway, I'll come back to that. Maybe it's one of those things where he had like giver's remorse. Like he's like, golly bum, man. Like I think about my daddy, think about him playing that old Fender. Even if I don't play it, I'd like to still have it. So maybe that's why he kept asking about it. And, you know, I don't know, maybe he'd want it now.
I mean, it had been my guitar for 16 years. It never crossed my mind.
I get that.
Not even once. Like, not even to see if you wanted first crack at buying it. Didn't even think.
No.
You don't want to sell it back.
I probably should have.
Yeah.
But, okay. You know, at the time, I didn't even think of it.
Yeah. Okay. So let's keep going with this. What's the advice part, I guess?
Well, so about 6 months later, after I sold it, I got a text from him that was like 7-8 messages long, completely out of nowhere.
Hmm. Oh, sorry, yeah, I was taking a swallow of a drink.
Yeah. Somehow he found out that I sold it, and I still don't know how.
Look, you know somebody, always knows somebody. It's going to get around. It's going to come back.
I don't know where you're calling from, but even with like Facebook and stuff, like everybody keeps up with everybody, even if they don't like follow them or whatever. It's crazy.
Yeah. He was furious that I said, you know, set up a trade-in, said I spit in his dad's face.
Ooh.
That if I'd ever sell, you know, if he'd have known I'd ever sold it, he'd have never given it to me.
Golly, man. I mean, that is so eerily similar to my thing. Go ahead.
you know, well, he called me selfish. He called me some names I definitely can't repeat on the radio.
Oh, come on, try it. Let's see. Test Fatboy's finger on the dump button fast.
It sounds like you thought about it for a while. You know, you sat down, thought about what he was going to say. That's what it sounds like.
7 texts long. That's long.
Yeah. I mean, the last one said never contact me again.
Damn.
I think he just texted in again.
That was your phone.
I mean, well, since then, he won't take my calls. He won't answer my texts. Nothing.
And did you apologize to him and say, look?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I told him, I never meant to hurt him. He knew how much that guitar meant to me.
Yeah.
All those years. I had it for 16 years.
Yeah.
But, you know, he won't respond, and now he's posting all this stuff on Facebook.
Is he posting about you or the guitar or both?
That is a bitch move, but what did he say?
Yeah, things like real friends don't sell meaningful gifts, or, you know, some people only care about money. Things like that. Yeah.
It's definitely passive aggressive on Facebook.
Does he mention your name with this?
No, but everybody knows exactly what he's talking about and who he's talking about.
Okay, here's the question. What is your question, actually? what's the question?
Well, I want to know if I was wrong. After 16 years, I was supposed to ask permission before selling something that was a gift?
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, because it originally belonged to his father, should I have offered it back to him first? I don't know what I should have done in this situation.
Dude, this is where you're going to have people split.
Yeah, me too.
Both ways.
Yeah.
There's no easy answer.
Either way, he's not going to be happy about it because you don't have the same value that he did. But if he really cared about it, he would have kept it for himself.
Right.
I mean, once somebody gives you something, you know, it's yours.
I think that's true.
Yeah.
I do.
But, you know, look, if my dad's old guitar, I don't know why he'd have one because he was missing part of his middle bird finger on his left hand.
Well,
but if it ended up with a friend, like, you know, I'd appreciate a phone call.
Yeah, but that's the gray area. Legal, it's simple. Morally, that's a whole different conversation. Up the individual, but incognito, or any as I called you. You know, we have a huge audience, like crazy. It amazes me. We're very blessed. So
very big.
If this friend's listening right now, would you like him to call, or would you like to say something to him? Or
I mean, I'd tell him I'm sorry I hurt him. Same thing as I said last time. That was never my intention.
Yeah.
And I love that guitar. For 16 years, I loved that guitar. You know, I took great care of it.
Yeah.
But my daughter only gets married once.
Hopefully.
If I had known this would cost me a friendship,
yeah,
I'd have picked up the phone first.
Yeah.
Hey, that. If he calls, do you want us to trick him into coming up here and then we'll beat his ass in the parking lot?
that's tough, man. I mean, it really is.
Yeah, I just miss my buddy.
That's
too short to hold grudges, and you know we're not guaranteed tomorrow.
Oh, you ain't got to go Hallmark on us, Annie. All right, hold on. I'll stay on hold. I want to get your info so we can update this thing. Okay.
I appreciate it. You guys are the best.
We really are. Thank you.
I wish you had the guitar right now so you can call him up and sing to him. I miss my buddy.
I miss my buddy. Well, was he talking about his friend or the guitar when he said I miss my buddy?
Yeah, that's a good question. Like, which one?
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Let's read Fatboy's comments on these calls. I do have that screen up. Line one, for instance, it's Tino maybe. Tito? ? Pressure washing guy / comment on last call. Good morning, Tino Tito, pressure washer.
I'm calling to talk to you about your car's extended warranty.
Ah!
Hey, man. So the question is, I know you guys kind of kicked the wig idea, and I'm just confused. She said she just wanted to go out on one date where he had long hair. Is he supposed to, like, Mr. Potato Head that, or, like, how does that work?
Like, he's going to have to wear something, or she's going to have to wait for him to grow it back out.
Yeah, like, you think if he eats enough Play-Doh and strains hard enough, it'll just come out of the top of his head?
That's true. Like, true. I've never, like, had... I had the Summer of Grateful Dead hair where it got a little long, and then 2 or 3 years ago, it kind of got curled up on the sides a little bit. But Tino Tito, which one is it, by the way? Is it Tino? You sound like...
It is one of those. Fatboy didn't hear me. It's Tim.
Tim. It's Tim, you dip-ass.
Tim, not Tito.
Timo, let me ask you this.
Yes, sir.
How long would it take, if you shaved your head today, how long would it take you to grow hair out long enough for your wife or girlfriend or whatever you're into to pull it? How long?
Ooh.
I mean, probably like 2 months, 3 months.
Oh, really? Gosh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I got like I got super thick hair, grows fast. I get a haircut like every month.
You damn, lucky Tito. Dog. Ooh, I have baby hair, man.
You didn't let me elaborate and tell you that I have a receding hairline also.
Oh.
That's even better.
Tino!
Well.
Sound like a Tino.
Is that, what will you do when it, like, you know, it starts touching the back of your neck? Will you,
Oh, man. So I'm just going to jump on board like my dad. My dad was bald. Yeah. Just because, you know, it started leaving.
What but about your
brother-in-law who, like, he's what do you guys call it? Voluntarily bald. How was that? What was
I loved it. That guy called it, or she called it voluntarily bald. Or Fat Boy, was that you?
I think Kelly did it for Kelly.
Yeah, voluntarily bald.
My brother-in-law, he's one of those guys, like, he chooses to shave his head. I'm not here for it. Like, I don't know. It's a lot of work to be bald, I feel like.
Yeah, really, I mean, it kind of is. I mean,
you got to make your hair shine.
But yeah, people say, "Wow, man, I wish I had a beard. I didn't. I have a job. I have to shave every damn day." And they think, looking like this, I mean, there's a lot of work that goes into this, guy.
It really is.
There's a lot of work done.
Old Flavor Saver.
Proper grooming.
All right.
I just really need confirmation. Like, how does she expect him to have hair overnight if he can't wear a wig or like a toupee, if you will?
That is a
bad idea. You should wear wigs first and see what she likes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Timo, you call anytime you
Timo.
Want.
Timo.
Okay?
Timo.
All
right. Timo.
Hey, appreciate it.
Thank
Bye,
you,
Timo.
Sir. You know his name is Tim, by the way.
You said his name was Tim Dippes.
No, I did. I called you a Dippes.
Oh, look at that. HR, if you ever showed up, I'd file a complaint.
She'll be here today. Oh, damn it.
Come on.
Well,
let's go to, I'm assuming
you want to put money on it?
Is this going to be a monkey online too, or is this a woman named Ape?
Wow.
Short for April.
Wow.
Or
we can't judge.
Her name's probably like Ava or something. Amy, what's your name?
April.
April. Hey. Okay.
Well, what's up,
okay.
Ape?
What's up? What's up with you?
I sure ain't no Ape.
I heard that.
Yeah, you tell them.
You probably get called that a lot because April.
I hate to put a damper on things, but this has nothing to do with hair or baldness or anything like that.
No, it's open phones. Whatever you want to talk about, April.
This is something that happened to me a few years back, and I do Uber Eats.
Thank you.
I don't pick up people. I just pick up food, prescription, and alcohol and deliver it.
Nice. Goopers. Yeah.
Uber. Okay, I was going down the road after I got done doing my Ubers late at night, and it was raining.
Yeah.
And there was a car on the side of the road, and there was a lady with an umbrella with a hood up.
Oh.
And I'm not particular on picking up strangers, but, you know, I carry a gun, and I look like I could take her if I had to.
Who's a celebrity you resemble, April? Someone we could all picture right now in our heads. I don't. When you say a woman that could take her, I don't know what that means.
Like Tyne Daly, or
well, when I had real, real short hair, people call me Mary Lou Retton.
Oh, really? Yes, you know what? Okay. Yeah.
So a little short.
But I have long hair now.
Yeah.
Oh, she's like Reba now.
Oh, okay, but kind of not much up top because you know. Gymnast.
No, I got more than a handful. That's all that matters.
There you go.
Nice.
That's just a nice way I just April. Asked that. Isn't it?
Just need something to aim for.
All right. So the lady's there distressed. I'm imagining you pulled over and helped, huh?
I did. I pulled over and asked her, did she need help? And she said she needed a ride up the road a couple of miles. Would I take her?
And
so I did.
Yes.
She got in the car, and she put her umbrella down in the floorboard and her little black bag in the floorboard. Yeah. Her little black bag just didn't, you know, jive with me. It didn't look right.
Yeah.
So I asked her. I asked her politely now. I said, would you mind telling me what's in the bag? Mm. And she said it was none of my business.
Oh, that's when she gets out.
Oh, hell no.
You gotta smack her right in the mouth.
Even you...
Is it like a doctor's bag? Is that what you're describing? Like a doctor's bag, old school, like black?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, but more flimsy, not as
okay. Right.
So I shrugged that off, you know, trying to be polite, and we're talking, and finally I said, okay, listen, I'm sorry, but I am helping you out. I think I have a right to know what's in that bag.
Oh, man.
Oh, it's your car.
Yes, damn right. And she told me none of my damn business.
Whoa.
Oh, that's where I drew the line.
Did you reach for your Glock?
Pistol whipper.
Actually, I pulled over and told her to get the hell out.
Oh, you never found out what was in the bag?
Well, I'm not done. When she got out, I hit the gas so the door would slam shut behind her.
Yeah.
I'm whacked out. I'm pissed. I get home. I get up to go to work next morning, and that bag was still in my car.
Oh, no.
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
Now did you get whacked out again?
Oh, God. What was in the bag, April?
None of your damn business.
Oh,
yeah. If your ears had an ass, they'd be kicking it right now. The Rise Guys Morning Show.